Hallelujah. Amen. So again, what is our topic? Our topic is hearing from God. Where did we stop last week? Dreams. We stopped with dreams. Now, we said on Tuesday that you can specifically ask the Lord to speak to you through a dream. How did we say that you should do it?
When we have finished praying.
Yes.
Before sleeping, you can ask God, tell God, and God wants you to speak to us.
Right. You ask a specific question. When you lay on your bed to sleep, you bring the question in your mind, and you may just speak lightly to God too. Some of us have a habit, it is not a sin, but it is not necessary. We believe that we have to pray and sweat over everything. Do you follow my point? Yeah. Physical exercise profits very little. That is what the Bible says. But we love that physical exercise. Lord, talk to me tonight. Talk to me tonight. I want to hear you tonight. You must talk to me tonight. Talk to me tonight. You shake your body and shake. Well, if it helps, it's okay, but it's not necessary. All, yeah, Papa says gymnastics, that's what they are. Physical exercise. It's okay. If you have to do it, you believe that until you do that, it doesn't work. Fine. But frankly speaking, Nebuchadnezzar did not jump all over the room. Even the pagan. You follow my point. The pagan did not jump all over the room and tumble before God spoke to him. The Bible said he just laid on his bed and he thought about it. What will happen after me? And God told him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, that is one other factor about dreams. We looked at so many different sources that dreams can come from. We said that you can dream from your desires. The Bible said, like somebody who is very thirsty, and when he sleeps, he dreams and he sees water and he's drinking. But when he wakes up, he is still thirsty. Do you follow my point? Or somebody who is hungry, and he dreams and he sees food, and he eats. But when he wakes up, behold, it was just a dream. He is still hungry. So you can dream from your desires. You can dream from your own thoughts. You can dream from your own heart. A dream can come from the devil. We look at all of those. So when you are asking God about what you want to know, how do you know that you are not dreaming from your mind? Do you follow my point?
Yes.
Because if you have a question to ask, it is already in your mind. But of course, there is a difference between having a question in your mind and having the answer in your mind. Do you follow my point? Nebuchadnezzar had a question in his mind, but he didn't have the answer in his mind. Do you follow my point? Okay, he did not have the answer in his mind. But there are some situations. Oh, supposing somebody comes to you, I want to marry you. You like him. So you want God to tell you. So you want to dream and know. You can make it a general thing. Lord, talk to me. Is this the person that you mean for me? And you sleep and see what comes up. Now, if it turns out that you saw yourself getting married to him, how do you isolate that from your own mind? Because you already liked him anyway. You follow my point? Okay. So the thing to do when you pray to God, you have to have faith in the system. You have to believe. Do you follow me? If you say to God, Lord, I know that I like him, but now I turn to you. In Jesus' name, I overrule every feeling that I have about him. Lord, whatever I see shall be of you. I subject my mind to your sovereignty. Do you follow my point? See, you willingly turn yourself over to God. and ask that your mind be overruled, you agree. You see, God will not by himself tamper with your power of thought or decision making. Do you follow me? But you can turn it in. Amen.
Amen.
So whatever happens then, believe it. If you don't believe, even if an angel appears to you and you are somebody who doesn't believe, you will say the angel is from hell. Do you follow my point? Right, you are going to conclude me, it cannot be God, especially if the message wasn't what you wanted. Then you turn it down. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, there was a lady who came some years ago, right in that room, she came to talk to me. She had a fiancé who was cheating. You know there are many like that. I mean, you have a fiancé, but right now, you're still cheating. Okay. So the lady was so troubled, and she wanted to know, what am I going to do? Do I marry this man? And I said, well, I prefer that you be your own prophet. Just like I said to you before, I don't want to tell you God said marry him. I want you to be part of that inquisition, that inquiring from God. So I told her, I explained to her how to receive from God through a dream. Just what I have explained to you. And I said, go and do it. Then come and tell me what you get. Then she came back after a few days. Again, she sat down. So I said, so what happened? She said, excuse me, I won't marry him. I said, what? She said, I prayed to God and I slept. And we fought throughout the night we were fighting. I'll give Jesus a clap offering. Amen. Amen. So the decision is now your own. See, there's a young man who used to work for one air booking agency here in town. And one day I went there. I interact with them frequently. I went there and after I finished with my business with his boss, I came out and he followed me. And he said, excuse me, sir. He said, my former boss, doing the same type of job, is inviting me to resign from here. Come and join him so that we will start one together. He said, and I don't know whether to go or not to go. Say, can you help me out? And I said, well, I prefer that you be your own prophet. Praise the Lord. So again, I explained to him, you can inquire from the Lord. Ask him in a dream. I explained to him. I said, do it. The next time that we see, tell me what you get. If you do it the first night, you don't get anything. Do it the second night. If you don't get anything, do it the third night. See, when Jesus talked about importunity, knocking and knocking and knocking, we apply it to money and cars and everything. Knock, knock, knock. Money, money. You follow my point? I won't stop until you do. But this is where to apply those things the most. Spiritual things. Do you follow my point? This is where to insist on God. You don't give me, I don't go. Father Jacob held on to him. You won't go until you bless me. Do you follow my point? Say, let me go. You won't go. To me, that is the best area of application of importunity. When he will not let him go, did he not bless him? He blessed him. Okay, that is what it ought to be. He then blessed him. So I told the young man and I went away. Then when I came back the next time, I said, how are you? He said, fine. So what happened? Then he came out to me and he said, you know, I prayed like you said and I had this dream. And he told me, he saw himself and that man who was inviting him to come. They were sitting in a car. He sat in front with the man was driving as the boss. The driver, okay, the driver dictates direction. Have you? Okay, that's the boss. So the man was driving, then they came along, then they got to one river. When they got to that river, they saw a lot of vehicles that had got stuck trying to cross that river. So when they got there, they decided they would go anyway. So the man drove on, and then, whoom, they also got stuck in the river. Then the man got out of the vehicle, the man started to go and swim away, he left him behind, he just went. Then I said, well, so, what does it mean to you? If you join him, for some time you will go on, then later on, zoom. I said, that's what it is. And then, when that happens, of course, he then has to find his way, do something else, and you are stuck because you may not be able to come back here. So I said, so decide. He said, well, but if I still decide to join him? Oh, I said, that is your own decision. See, that's not my decision. You can still decide to join him. But God has spoken to you. Period. I haven't seen him since then. Maybe he did. Now, let me give you one warning. It is better not to ask the Lord at all. than to ask him, get his word, and walk against it. You might as well go and do your will. Don't bother to ask God. In that case, you have not disobeyed. You have only not been wise, but you have not disobeyed. But if you ask and the Lord says, don't go, and then you go, you have been foolish and you have been disobedient. Praise the Lord. Again, let me give you this warning. Some things that you ask the Lord, the answer will not be what you want. The answer may be painful. But thank God that you can get that painful answer before you dip your feet into trouble. It can be particularly painful when it is about marriage. You love this man, you love this woman, you really want to, but God says no. My goodness, you can't imagine it. Yes, you better imagine it now and quit. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I thought I should mention those 2 points before we go into what we are going to talk about today. We want to take another way of hearing from God, and that is hearing the voice of God. Hearing the voice of God is what we are going to look at today. Let us pray. Most righteous Father, we continue with our study of how to hear from our Father. Because we know, Father, that you talk to us, you're sending your word to us, but we do not incline our ears to you. Father, by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus, teach us today.
Amen.
Let us open our hearts today.
Amen.
Let us receive your word in faith today.
Amen.
And let your word be manifest in our lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we love to hear you. Let it be so in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hearing the voice of God. So what kind of person would hear the voice of God? Let us call it mouth to mouth. Well, you see, hearing the voice of God is not necessarily mouth to mouth all the time. When God said mouth to mouth, that was deep intimacy. You follow my point. But let us just put it that way. What kind of person hears the voice of God? The very voice. The child of God, somebody humble, faithful, like Moses, in all my house, said God, whatever he does in my presence, he does it faithfully. Praise the Lord. See, that kind of person hears the voice of God. God speaks to him, not unto destruction, but unto edification. Hallelujah. Yes, that kind of person would hear the voice of God. But in Exodus 20:19, what happened? If you read, please read loud. Anybody who reads.
And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not us speak with us, lest we die.
They said to Moses, you be the one who speaks to us. After they had heard the voice of God, they said, Moses, we want you to be the one who speaks to us. We don't want to hear the voice of God again. This voice that we have heard and these things that we have seen, they are terrible. We are afraid. We don't want to die. So Moses, go and talk to God. Then whatever God tells you, come back and tell us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So come back and tell us. Now, that voice was so loud, so scary, and all of the events, the trumpet, the thundering, everything. Now, is that the way that God speaks all the time?
No.
See, the reason that God did that in particular at that time was because they were a hard-hearted people. When he talks to Moses mouth to mouth, that is not what happens. Do you follow my point? Because Moses was gentle, God-fearing, and very faithful. So when he talked to Moses, it was not like that. But because they were a hard-hearted people, God spoke to them in a way to make them afraid. And in a way as to make them recognize Moses as the man of God between them and God. Do you follow my point? So with their own mouth, They have to say, well, we recognize you as the one who talks to God. So be talking to him and be telling us. God established that this man, Moses, is my mouthpiece, my prophet. Hallelujah. No, it's interesting. The first time ever that I heard the voice of God was years ago. In the night, in my bedroom, when I was in the quarter 67. So when I lay on my bed, there was a window right over my head. And I just heard a loud voice. The Lord will give you the best preparation of your life. Wow. And I woke up and I turned and I looked back. And it was just the darkness outside the window. Nothing. And I said, oh, the voice of the Lord. It's the first time. So I was curious. I knew one thing for sure. I heard him with both ears. Do you follow my point? I heard him with both ears, and the voice was loud. Open your book to Isaiah 30. Isaiah 30 and 21. Isaiah 30, 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Hallelujah. When ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left, thine ears shall hear a word behind thee. Hallelujah. The voice that comes from behind. Thine ears. We will see the difference soon. The voice that comes from behind you goes into your ears. And he gives you whatever information he wants to give you. And the voice is loud. Hallelujah. Look at Revelation 1, 9 to 10. Revelation 1, 9 to 10.
And God, who also am the brother, and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and presence of Jesus Christ, was in the eyes that is called Patmos, for the word of the Lord and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and had behind me a great voice as of the trumpet.
Praise the Lord. The voice that came from behind him was what? A great voice. A loud voice. Like a trumpet. And then the voice from behind. And just about in all cases, when you hear that voice from behind you, you look back. If you, as you are sitting now, you hear somebody talk to you from behind, what will you do? It's a natural reaction. You turn. You look back. Praise the Lord. Look at Ezekiel. 3, 1 to 2. Ezekiel 3, 1 to 2. Yes.
Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man,
yes,
that thou findest, keep this rule, and go speak unto the heart of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that rule. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this food that I did thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness.
I beg your pardon, read verse 12.
Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great worship, saying, blessed be the glory of the Lord.
Hallelujah. The voice from behind him. What kind of voice again? A great rushing. A great voice. As of a great rushing. Praise the Lord. So the voice from behind is usually very loud, and you hear that voice with both ears. And the Lord says to you whatever He wants to say to you. There are times when God speaks to you. Indeed, it looks like a lot of times. When the voice of God comes to you, you tend to hear Him with one ear only, not both. See, the voice from behind goes to both ears. But you may hear Him with one ear only. Somebody reads Proverbs chapter 2, verse 2. Proverbs 2, 2.
So that thou incline that ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understand.
Incline your ear. Ear, singular, unto wisdom, and your heart to understanding. He did not say your ears, He said your ear. One ear. Praise the Lord. Okay. There are other passages in the Bible. Indeed, in the book of Psalms, when the psalmist addresses God and talks about inclining his own ear, he uses singular also. Do you follow my point? He also uses singular. There are plenty of them. Plenty of them. Isaiah 28:23. Give ear and hear my voice. Hearken and hear my speech. Now remember, I kept saying that God is always talking. We are the ones who don't listen to hear. Do you see what God is saying now? He said, I am talking to you. Listen to me so that you may hear. Incline your ear so that you may hear. I am talking. And 55:3, Isaiah.
Incline your ear.
Incline your ear.
And come unto me.
And come unto me.
Hear.
And your soul shall live. Do you see? Thank you. Do you see that we have a role to play in hearing God? Otherwise, He doesn't have to say it. He says it's you. Incline your ear and hear. Your ear. Your ear. Praise the Lord. Now, Jeremiah 9:20. Jeremiah 9:20. There are Baptists here. Draw your swords.
My tabernacle is for
9:20.
Because ye hear the word of the Lord.
Ye hear the word of the Lord.
O ye women.
Uh-huh.
And let your ear receive the word of His mouth.
Do you hear Him? Let your ear receive. The word is coming. The word of His mouth is there, coming for you. Let your ear receive. That is what He said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let your ear receive. Let us look at a specific one, where we identify a particular individual. So let's look at 1 Samuel 9:15. Yes.
Now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear.
What did He tell him? Go on.
A day before Saul came. Tomorrow about this time.
Yes.
I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin.
Yes.
And thou shalt anoint him.
Yes.
To be captain over my Israel.
Yes.
That he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines.
Thank you very much. You know, Saul, the son of Kish, had been going about looking for his father's camel or ass or whatever it was that was lost. But God was to bring him to the seer to inquire if he would find that animal. Do you follow me? A day before he came, the Bible said God had spoken to Samuel's ear. One ear. Praise the Lord. One ear, and had told him, this person will be coming tomorrow, you will anoint him to be king over Israel, and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. Now, the concept of speaking to the ear kind of points to intimacy, doesn't it? And muscle points to a whispering to your own ear. God can talk to you with a loud voice. among a crowd, yet you will be the only one who hears the loud voice. But then God, in his own way of doing symbolic things, has a way of whispering into your ear. If I want to whisper to you, I don't whisper into both ears. I only whisper into one. Do you follow my point? Okay. I only whisper into one. So, in a symbolic way, he has a way of whispering into your ear. Hallelujah. So, he talks to one ear. Now, you're going to find out something. God does not speak to your left ear. When you hear God with one ear only, he speaks to your right ear. Your right ear. That is where you hear him from. If you hear the voice in your left ear, raise an alarm. He speaks to your right ear. In consecrating the Levites or the priests, God commanded Moses, you will take the oil of anointing. You will anoint the tip of the right ear only. The left is not anointed. Praise the Lord. The right ear only. So that the priest can hear God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. It's really wonderful to hear the Lord. It can be such a wonderful experience. I want to share some of my experiences with you. So that you know that, hey, if God talks to me, why won't he talk to you? I said, is it because my name is Emmanuel Okala? No. Do you follow my point? Yes. He's my father. He's your father. And that is why we're sharing this. Because we have the same father. I have children. I can't imagine not wanting to talk to one of my children. Neither can I imagine one of my children not bothering to listen to me. Doesn't it happen in the family?
No.
You see it. You see children who don't listen. A lot of us are children who don't listen. Even though the father is talking. I keep telling you, you won't listen, Abby. Uh-huh. See, as it happens in the physical, so it happens in the spiritual. And that is what we're trying to remove. Hallelujah. If I keep telling you the number of times that God has spoken to me, we won't go home today. But I can give you examples. Hallelujah. And I noted some that I want to talk about. Oh, that was one time. Praise the Lord. You see, I don't know how many of you have experienced long fasts. Long fasts. And if you have done it spiritually enough, one question is, my experience, when I begin to get to the end of the fast, or sometime during the fast, or when I begin to break the fast, the first person who comes is the devil. Just like he did to Jesus in the wilderness. When Jesus had fasted and the devil came, usually that is what happens. The first person who comes is the devil. But glory to God. He cannot overcome you. See, God did not prepare anything for him to use to overcome you. He gave you everything to overcome him with through Jesus Christ. You know? I remember one time I was just breaking a fast. I fasted for 14 days. And I was breaking the fast. And I had this encounter with the devil. Death, actually. The spirit of death. That was years ago. And as a result, for some time, there was an attack on. And I remember I went to the toilet. Thought I would move my bowels. Then came this struggle within me. Terribly painful. I sat there and I prayed and I prayed and I ministered to myself. I was sweating like crazy. And then I had the first time that I had the voice of the Lord in one ear. I heard the Lord speak to me. It cannot go out now. And I thought, oh, listen, Lord. And when I thought like that in my heart, it was as if the Lord put his hand in my mouth. Ah, out. and have them come out as big as that. Mucus. Ha! Then there was a little left. You know, like he said, it couldn't go out now. So it didn't go completely. I felt a little there. And then peace. I said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, the Lord is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, then over some weeks, the little one that remained will act up. Then I will minister to myself and rebuke and everything. And then one morning, it started again. And I just had again, leave it alone. Praise the Lord. And I said, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. Then one day it happened again. Then I won't be able to stand it. Then I have told you to leave it alone. And then I said, I'm sorry, Lord, I'm sorry. You know, that kind of thing. Praise the Lord. That was years ago. Then I stopped bothering myself about it. And that was it. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is so beautiful. You see, that thing is so comforting. When you hear the voice, no matter what the situation is, no wonder the psalmist said, though I walk where? The valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. See, he knew how to hear God, and he knew how to speak to God. And once you have that affirmation of God's presence in your matter, no matter how bad, you have the courage to carry on. It becomes your strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Another example. Oh, when I was in Ghana, there was a time that Dr. Awuleye, some of you will know Dr. Awuleye, now Oluleye, he goes to Oluleye now, well, thank God, Awuleye Koko. Praise the Lord. He came to Ghana, and then Tinu Adeniyi, you know, the wife to Professor Adeniyi's younger brother, who passed on in an accident, the wife, you know, Shogun now, okay, she also came at the same time. And Tinu has to do something in Accra. They all stayed with me in Cape Coast. Cape Coast is about, it's 2 hours drive, I think, to Accra. So she had to do her business in Accra. So I think it was a Monday morning. She set out for Accra and she said, I'll be back today. Or at the latest, tomorrow. And we said, fine. She didn't come on Monday. She didn't come on Tuesday. She didn't come on Wednesday. We got worried. To make things worse, somebody gave information to a friend of mine that on Monday there was an accident on the way to Accra and a lot of people died. Well, Dr. Ahobe, some of you will know Dr. Ahobe.
Yes.
He's still in Ghana now. Dr. Ahobe was also there in Cape Coast. And he had an idea of the family that Tino will be staying with. But we didn't know the house, but we knew the church, the Living Faith Church in Accra. So we decided to go to Accra and go to the Living Faith Church and find out if Tinu ever came to stay with the family. Moreover, Dr. Ahobe had called the office that she was to go to in Accra, and the one who answered in that office had said, we have not received anyone from Nigeria this week. That makes things even worse. So, myself, Dr. Awuleye, Dr. Ahobe, and one Ghanaian young man who used to help me to interpret to the local people when I was ministering to them, is Festus Duodu, with myself. We started to go to Accra. I was driving. As soon as we got to the outskirts of Cape Coast, it occurred to me that we were going. We have put all figures together and we have seen a disaster. We didn't even ask the Lord.
Yeah.
And I told the others, I said, we are going to Accra. We didn't even ask the Lord anything. And as soon as I said that to them, listen, I was driving. I did not stop, close my eyes, pack, pray, jump, you know. I just inclined my ears. Incline your ear. God knows when you want to hear him. Mm-hmm. I was still driving. I just did that to the Lord. And I heard, you have no reason whatsoever to go to Accra. And as soon as I heard, I didn't say a word to the others. I pulled off the highway. I made a U-turn and I headed back for Cape Coast. And then on the way back to Cape Coast, I now told them, we have no reason whatsoever to go to Accra. So I drove back home, packed, and I went to my room and I laid on the bed. 10 minutes, Timmy just walked in.
Hallelujah.
Give Jesus a clap of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And Timmy said, thank God. I have been praying that you people will not come looking for me. Glory to God. See, it is good to be able to hear the Lord. I told you, there are times I want to hear something, I don't hear anything. But God is in control. Do you follow my point? But it is good to know that you can hear your Father. He's your Father. Everybody say, He's my Father. Yes, you can hear your Father speak. If you incline your ear to Him, keep practicing it. It doesn't mean that you will always hear the voice. You can hear Him in your heart, in your mind. But you will know when He speaks. And it helps a lot. It helps a lot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me share another one with you. Are you tired? Okay. Praise the Lord. At about the end of my stay in Cape Coast, I arranged a crusade in Cape Coast. And we had our ministers come from here. Papa Jolore with others came and we had a crusade 3 days at the town hall. As I was preparing for the crusade, the alternator light of my car came on. And when that light comes on, if anybody knows cars here, you don't have too much time. You have to do something. But I didn't have time to go to the mechanic and have them work on it. 4 days before the crusade, the light came on. But I kept going about making my arrangements. And then the crusade finished one night. The next night, all of us were to set out for Nigeria. We got in the vehicles. We set out. Sister Mary was sitting with me. Somebody else sitting with me in my vehicle. Ibrahim was there, but you stopped. No, you were there. Beautiful. Some of you stopped as soon as we entered Lagos. You went in other directions, and we were to proceed. Okay. It was a time of petrol scarcity. So on Oworoshuki Expressway, there was no more fuel in my car. So I stopped. So I told Sister Mary, you sit, I will take Okada and carry 1 gallon and go look for petrol. So I carried a gallon and took Okada. I got to some place and got some fuel. So I came, put it in the car, and I said, we have to turn back and go into town and look for petrol because we cannot head for Ibadan. And it was night already. When it is night, you have to put on your headlights. When you put on those lights, then the battery that has not been charging for 4 days will probably quit in 10 minutes. So I put on the lights and we headed for Ikorodu Road. And there was, a total petrol station on Ikorodu Road. A lot of cars there, just like this. So we pulled in there. And somebody just came to us and said, I will help you to buy fuel, but you'll give me so much. I said, go ahead. And within a few minutes, he pulled us in and we bought fuel. That was God. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. So after we filled up the tank, we now said, now, it was about 10:30 at that time. When I said, what do we do? Sleep in Lagos or head for Ibadan? Now, like I said to people, if you're in your carnal right mind, Lagos Ibadan Expressway is not the most beautiful place to travel at 10:30 in the night going to Ibadan. So we had to consider that. I discussed, there was somebody else with me, with Sister Mary, I don't remember. Who?
My Mary.
No, Mary was with me, I think there was somebody else. Anyway, we then thought about it. What do we do? Do we sleep? Do we go? And suddenly it occurred to me again. Ask the Lord. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 He does not want us to be in confusion. You know? So, again, I just turned to my steering. I just inclined unto the Lord. And I just heard, let us go on. Beautiful. Which meant, you are not going alone. I am there with you. God is good. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen. And you see, once the Lord speaks to me like that, I don't consult with men anymore. It is wrong. So I didn't even tell Stamina that. I just made a U-turn on the corridor, you know, and I headed for the for the highway. And they didn't say, are you going? We just kept quiet. I headed for the highway and we went on. And that light was just glowing red. I was laughing. I was telling somebody, why? I said, this light is red. I was telling Mary. We just went on and on and on and on. And by 12 midnight, we were in my house in Ibadan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we went home, we slept. The next morning, we got up. I did not say, let us go to the auto electrician. Let us. We just went into the car again, and I put the key in, zoom, and it started. Wow. This God is awesome. So we started to head for lorry. Boom! We went on and on and on. We got to the lorry. I think we dropped the other person in town. I don't remember who that is. Then I drove to the quarters where we lived. I drove Sister Mary to quarter 32. I dropped her. Then I started to head for my own quarter down towards the gate. You know where the big tanks are. Children play soccer there. They play ball, do all sorts of things. That's a field. When I got to that place, the car stopped. Boom. I tried to start it. It wouldn't start. Then I called the boys, help me push this car. Once you push this car a little, it will roll down the street. They just pushed it a little, and it rolled down the street, and I turned into my house, and I parked at my doorstep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Then I went inside. The next morning I came, nothing, no juice. And I took the battery to the battery charger. He looked at it. He said, oh God, this is no battery. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. For this God is our God forever. That is who he is. He is God. God would let me know that it wasn't the battery that was bringing us. It was himself with us. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me share one more with you. You have a question? Yes.
No,
okay, go ahead.
I want to say this. When you say that you pray and something happened to your
spirit, yes,
brain, and eventually God told you to leave. I discovered some time ago,
yes,
I had a problem, learning problem. That's what they call it.
Okay.
So that the doctors thought it was fibroid.
Okay.
Because I said, in fact, when I'm going out, I don't even use pad again.
Okay.
I used to go with my baby's napkin.
Wow.
That small time between we wear.
Yes.
And I will remove it.
Yes.
For 8 good years.
Ooh.
I was just like that when at a mission trip.
Okay. Okay.
So we kept on like that. A time I will keep on praying, crying. I went all over. The doctors will tell me it's operation.
Okay.
And then I said, I don't want to do operation.
Yes.
In fact, even if I want to do it, they were just giving us token amount like 150.
Yes.
In a month.
Okay.
So how will I keep the money? And the operation money was 35,000. Just to deposit. So I just kept on with that. I kept on praying. Then each time I pray, I will be hearing from my ear, even though I didn't know that. Maybe there is anything.
Yes.
So I just be hearing from my ear that, wait, if I carry my Bible to read, there I will read, wait. There is never a passage that I will read that I will not read, wait.
Yes.
So one day, God just made my husband, he just ministered to me. So when he ministered to me, I just fell down and I slept.
Yes.
For about 1 hour.
Hmm.
So when I in that picture, I just saw myself. I saw some people, just four of them.
Yes.
They wore this this theater,
okay,
something.
Yes.
And they came to me, and their head just operated me, and then removed the thing from my system. So I now told my husband. My husband was happy there.
Yes.
God has done it.
Yes.
Spirit. But lo and behold, the next week the thing came.
Yes.
Plenty. This time I have.
Yes.
Before we pour it. So good. We just went to a man, a doctor Ogunbi.
Okay.
So this man, when we explained, he now said, we say we are going to the church. Say no, when we don't go, I will do the operation for you free.
Okay.
My husband said, you didn't hear well. Go back and tell him that we don't have money. So the doctor now said I should call him. So when I called him, he told my husband. My husband said, what are we waiting for? Even now, you can do it. So the man said, no, not now. He gave us just 3 days. As my husband was going back that night, he had accidents with the machine. In fact, it was just God, but nothing happened to him. He was a scratch. So that was how God just did it. When they removed the thing, it wasn't fibro. They even opened the wound, they did everything. It wasn't fibro. But they said that they had to cut the fallopian tube and the remaining only
one side.
So now, the time I had a child first. So the 8 years between that, that was the time I started having that.
Okay.
So the chances of me having another pregnancy,
if
you not understand, I asked the doctor. The doctor said he doesn't know.
Yeah, you shouldn't have much of a problem with that, really. But then you cannot tell.
The remaining one, maybe it's block or not.
Okay.
They don't know.
Okay.
They have to push it.
Okay.
So, the following day, my husband said that we are not going to flush anything.
Yeah.
That God told him that we are not going to flush
good
anything. That very month, you know, they said we should abstain for maybe 6 weeks, not to have the intercourse. And so the 6th week we just had intercourse.
That was
pregnant, it. Pregnant, just came, and then I was pregnant. When I came down to the long year, they were all afraid that this woman just had operation. And she's pregnant.
Yes.
Will she be able to deliver? So they were just looking at me that time. I will do it. If this one had to go through operation, but lo and behold, I didn't even labor for 3 minutes.
Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a clap of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. Thank God for doctors. Thank God for hospitals. But thank God most of all for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm going to share one more with you, then we'll close for today. The year 2002. The year 2002. My children were to go to the United States to live. And I took them to Lagos, to the American Embassy, to get their visas to go. The appointment was for 7 o'clock in the morning. So we set out from Ogudu about 6:30 and took the 3rd Mainland Bridge. As soon as we got out of the gate in the house, my daughter Funto reached for the tape player, turned it on, and started to play a tape. They normally play Christian music. But then I felt in my spirit, turn it off. I had never said it before then, not after that. You follow my point? The only time I ever said it, I said, turn it off. Let us worship with our mouth. So she turned it off, and then we just worshipped as we went along. As we went on the 3rd Mainland Bridge, I just heard, you may lose one of the children today. And I did not say a word to my children. I just prayed quietly to intercede for them. And we went on. And after interceding for them, I forgot about it. We went to the embassy, did everything that we had to do, left the embassy at about 4. The children had not eaten at all. So we got home, and the children wanted us to go to Ikeja Air Force Base. We have a friend there, Officer Lau. They wanted us to go there, they can play with his children. So I said, okay, instead of waiting home to eat, let me take you to Mr. Biggs. There is a Mr. Biggs on Ogudu Road. Let me take you to Mr. Biggs, buy things for you there, and then we'll drive on to Ikeja. So we went. I parked at Mr. Biggs. Sheon, the boy, got down and went inside with me. Tinka sat in the vehicle. We bought what we wanted to buy. As we came out of Mr. Biggs, came this young man and took a gun and placed it on my chest and said, I want the key to the vehicle. The key was here. And I said, hey, no problem. Take. He took the key, gave it to his partner. His partner jumped on the driver's seat. He said, you have to come with me. I said, let's go. So myself, the children, sat at the passenger's compartment with the gunman, his gun in hand, his partner drove. On from Ogudu, Ojota headed towards Ikorodu. As we went on, we were talking. And I told him, I was a university lecturer and then a full-time pastor. Bam, 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 bam. Talk, talk. Oh, you're a man of God. Well, I am not going to hurt you. And I know you don't want me to hurt one of these beautiful children. Said, because you're a man of God, and the word of God says, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Amen. Isn't that something? Glory to God. Glory to God. So we went on. Then we got to one place, and he told the one that was saying, stop, stop, stop here. Let them get down. Let them go. He said, we are going to return your vehicle, sir. Don't worry. I am not worried. You have to see my children. They were as calm, as peaceful as anything. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That is whom he is. So we came down and he drove away. That was 2002. We haven't found the vehicle up to now, and I'm not bothered. You follow my point? Okay. So the first thing I did was to take my children home. We got home. I said, let us pray. So we prayed for the boys, that God would touch them with salvation. And then my children ate, they went to sleep. Peaceful sleep. When children experience such things, they get disturbed. My children have not been disturbed 1 minute. My cousin's wife, in whose house we stayed, looked at them and said, Daddy, you know my middle name, so look at them. I said, Daddy, thank God for this, our children. See how calm your children are. I said, the Lord is in control. Praise the Lord. Isn't it beautiful to hear the voice of the Lord? He shall tell you of things to come. And what the devil had planned for that day, God told me in the morning. It started to happen in the afternoon, but God proved himself as God. God said, these children are my children. They are here to glorify me. Now you take the vehicle for a ransom. Go. See, God gives ransoms. Don't you know that?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When I told the testimony and people prayed, the vehicle must return. I said, hey, 1 minute. I don't mind if the vehicle returns, but I know that God can provide a better one.
Yes.
If God gave that vehicle as a ransom, something that must go, Father, let it go. Please.
Yes.
You see, some prayers can be emotional. They may not be properly directed. I knew what the devil had in plan. I knew what God finally did. For me to insist on the vehicle coming back may not make too much sense. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll continue next Tuesday. Let's give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us begin to pray. Let's pray. Everybody, just talk to God the way that you want. This God is awesome. He is awesome. He is God. Talk to him. Talk to him from your own heart. From your own heart today. Hallelujah. Ah, thank you, Jesus. And begin to give thanks to him. Begin to give thanks. Begin to give thanks. Tell him, my Father, I'll never be the same again. I'll never be the same again. I will never again be the child who does not listen. The child who doesn't hear you. My Father, I will hear you. I will hear you. Continually, I will incline my ear unto you. And I will incline my heart unto you. To learn wisdom and knowledge and understanding. To know your perfect will in my life. To know the specific directives that you have given to me. And give me the grace to do your will. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Give thanks to God. Let's bring our prayers to a close now. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, thank you for your word today. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of truth. Thank you for your truth. Thank you because in your truth is Jesus glorified. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our wonderful friend. The rarest kind of friend. The kind of friend that nobody can equal. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you for making all of this possible. Thank you for revealing to us the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. We love it, Father. We love it and we cherish it. And thank you because you will not deny us any good thing. We give you praise, our Father. Father, accept our thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.